begin. Today I want to continue. I would like to continue to discuss. I would like to continue with our discussion of Inyanei Bar Mitzvah. This week's parasha, a lot of the Sfarim they mentioned, that is the Ikar Makor, that a Bar Mitzvah, a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah when he's 13 years and one day, based upon the pasuk that Shimon and Levi are described as an ish when they picked up their sword to attack and to defend, to retrieve their sister Dina from the hands of Shechem. So it opens up a discussion of in various matters relating to a Bar Mitzvah. So let's continue some interesting ideas. First, let's start with some Ramazim. One very popular remnants to the Bar Mitzvah that it's the 13th year is the first Mishnah, the Mishnah in Masechta Psachim. Or Le'arba Asa Boitki Mesachametz Le'or Haner. What does Chazal describe? Chametz. Chametz is a mashal, is the Se'or Shebi Isa. There's a very popular medrash that a child has born with the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah has a 13-year start. The Bar Mitzvah, the significance of the Bar Mitzvah, it says in the medrash, when a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, when he's 13 years and one day, is when he's first given the Yetzer Toif. A lot of the commentators, they asked, going off on a tangent, they asked the question, why it's not fair. It's not fair that the child, the Yetzer Hara, should have a 13-year head start. How do you ever expect a person to catch up when the Yetzer Hara has a 13-year head start? And the answer is that in the womb, when the child is in his mother's womb, there he only has the Yetzer Toif. The Malach learns with the child, Kol HaTarakula, before the child comes out, so the child has a head start. The truth is, he has the Yetzer Toif first, and then the Yetzer Toif leaves him, and the Yetzer Hara attacks him for 13 years, and then when he is Bar Mitzvah, they are together. The Yetzer...
That was a question posed... Vayisroi
tetsu habonim bikirba...
Israel email.
Yes, what's the question?
The question is, what he just said, how come he had the Yetzer Hara? How come Esav in the womb had the Yetzer Hara?
It's too early. Only should have had the Yetzer types. What's the answer?
Yaakov Hagdah.
There's no one answer, but... the answer that I saw was that both of them were operating even in the womb.
They were an exception. You're carrying a raya from the Yaakov and Esav. They were the exceptions. All right.
No, you could say very simple. Yaakov was such a big mess that he kept the Yetzer Toif occupied.
By the way, just as a sign like this, when you said 13 years in one day, Rabbi Moshe held that your birthday is the one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
The on the day of your birthday.
Year is the end of your 13
years.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
One day doesn't mean a day after your birthday.
No, in other words, it doesn't mean
the day of your birthday
is not the one day. Because the last day of my life, in other words, the day before your birthday ends the 13th.
To be a correct. It's machlokes. There's a three-way.
He says it's mashma, obviously, like that. The reason I say it happened to me was my birthday was Shabbos when I left.
Right.
And somebody wanted a guy to actually.
Your birthday was Shabbos.
So what do you mean he's lightning? It's not 13 years of the day.
Right.
He was there, and he said, "Forget it. He could lay."
Because you really Bar Mitzvah the day before.
And a day.
The beginning, it's right.
Yeah. It's the next year.
Correct. Okay, so that's the answer to that side question. But one of the cute Ramazim is the Mishnah, when are we Boydik for Arachametz? We're Boydik for Arachametz or Le Arba Osar. The night of the 14th. The night of the 14th, 15th day of Nisan is Pesach. The day before Pesach is Bedikas Chametz. The night or Larba also Boit Kimesach Chametz. We inspect, we search for Chametz Lar Haner. This Mishnah really is a remiss for a Bar Mitzvah boy. A Bar Mitzvah boy, when he's 13 years and one day, he's entering into his 14th year.
Right.
You're entering into your 14th year for Oral La Arba Asa. On the day when you're 13 years and one day, when you're entering into your 14th year, now a child is presented with the Yetzer Toif. And when he has the Yetzer Toif, he has the tools to be Boideg Esachometz, to get rid of, to remove the bad stuff, who is the Yetzer suppressed, the Yetzer Hara, who is called in Chazal's terminology the Se'or Shebi'is Chametz, is a mashal for the Yetzer. That's one mashal. Another very interesting cue mashal is the in Parashat Lech Lech, we have the world war between the four kings and the five kings. The pasuk says, What happened? What was the Vahib Meyam Rafa Melech Shinar? Ariach Melech Lasa Kidalam Melech Elam, Mesan Melech Talam. They made Melcham as Berach. Oh, so they made war for 13 years. With Arba Esrei Shana, so they waged war. Shtei Meshe Shana Zilomer, Ushloish Esrei Shana Maradu, and in the 13th year they rebel, so for 12 years. 12 years, you're a slave. Now this ties into another topic, which is a very interesting idea. That nedarim, there is one exception to the rule of bar mitzvah, and that is when a person is 12 years old. When a 12 year old boy and a girl who is 11 years old, if they make a vow, their vows are binding. They are 100% binding. There is no other halacha for which we give koyach to a minor. A person becomes an adult when he's 13 years and one day, but when you're 12 years and one day, you already can make it in. In fact, this is a very big shaila. What about hataras nedarim? Erev Rosh Hashanah, the minig is to be matan neder. Do you allow a child to participate in hataras nedarim? Does the child matan neder? The answer is no. Children do not. Sometimes you see children breaking their teeth doing Hataras Nedarim. That is not necessary. A child does not do Hataras Nedarim. A child's vows are nonsense. A child makes a vow, it has no... But a 12-year-old, Alpi Halacha, who makes a vow, it's binding. So there's a very big debate among the poskim if a boy who's 12 years old in one day, should he be Mater Neder? Because 12 years old, you're in the Nedarim, some say yes, you're in the parish of Nedarim. And some say no, that since this Hataras Nedarim is only a Minog, and it's only for adults, and also and he can make a neder, he can't be matar a neder. There's a catch 22. When a 12-year-old boy, he can make a neder, but he's not yet mature enough to be matar the neder, to be shown to be pasach from the bez, and they should matar the neder. He's stuck until he's going to be another year. So that's a chorab. So here in this pasuk, Mirami is the three different stages. The stages for 12 years, you serve your Yetzirah. In the 13th year, which means when you're 12 years and one day, until you're 13 years and one day, you already begin to rebel. That's the tkufa, when already a person is going through the transition of going from a katan to a gadol.
Why a yasom who's 12 could get bar mitzvah halachically?
Yes, that's true.
If you're a yasom, you can get bar mitzvah at 12.
Yes. We once discussed this.
Yes.
Have Moshe allowed this?
Yeah, I remember because it was born in Yeshiva who actually did.
My brother-in-law was a yasom at 12. It was bar mitzvah was at 12.
12 years in one day?
I remember one boy on
this. Very big.
He davened for the
Yom Kippur? They allowed him.
Everything.
Boy Yeshiva, his father died a few months before, and he was saying Kaddish, and they asked the Shaila at that time, and they allowed him to be bar mitzvah.
He took the accelerated class.
Right.
Okay, this is very
big Kiddush.
We don't know which day Cyrus saw. Right. We don't rely upon this. This is very big Kiddush. Today you don't see this anymore.
No, you don't see a lot of things.
Today you don't hear this anymore, 12 years old.
Nobody has the right to fight this anymore.
All right, but this is another interesting Mukar. 12 years they served, the 13th year they rebelled, and the 14th year they went to war. This parsha Lech Lecha is a beautiful mashal for the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. For 12 years, a child is a slave to his Yetzer Hara. In the 13th year, which means between 12 years and one day, and 13 years and one day, already there's some agitation. There's already a war taking place. When it comes to Nedarim, I'm an adult. You're telling me a chiddush of b'diavad, yasam, 12 years already, you're adult. But when you're 13 years and one day, now you go to war. Now is the zman when the Yetzer Tov is here. It's time.
My point is what that means.
It's time to go to business.
Right, correct.
You're in a chanami, 100%. Rashi, what he's saying is Rashi. Just a remez. It's just a shtigl remez, a little cute remez. Okay, let's go to another idea. Very interesting, some halachic questions. This is, when we all are familiar with the concept of a person as a suffix. If he said Birchas HaTorah, what do you do? Wake up in the morning, and you're on autopilot. Most people, they wake up in the morning, they're on autopilot. All the way until who knows when. And all the brachas, Birchas HaShachar. And then you have a real question. Did you say Birchas HaTorah? Did I say Birchas HaTorah today? And now I want to listen to a shir. I want someone's talking before davening. What do I do? Do I say Birchas HaTorah again? Or do I... So the rule is you don't. and you say Ahalarabba, and when you say Ahalarabba, you should be mechav the dishu mabrich satara, and then lechatchilu right after Shmona Esrei, lechatchilu you should learn something. You should say a few psukim, b'diyad. If you wait until after davening is over, b'diyad, it's also good. What happens if a person doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaTorah, and he does remember if he said Ahava Rabba? and now it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock at night. He's up. He's up the whole day. It's 8 o'clock at night, and he wants to go to a Daf Yom Yisheir 8 o'clock at night. So does he have to say Birchas HaTorah? So the solution is, he should first go to Ma'arif, and he should say, Havas Oilom. You never hear such a shy of halacha. This is the halacha. It's not no game. I don't know, I guess because people are against Davin, everyone Davin, Shachris, whatever he did. He's supposed to say, Havas Oilom, and have Kavana, that when I say, Havas Oilom, it should be to be Yoitzei, to be Birchas HaTorah.
He did that on the Rukhari.
And now he can go to his Daf Yomi at 8:30. Now he's set to go. So it sounds like a joke to us, this question, and it should be a joke to us, but it is nogea to every single person at least once in his life. A bar mitzvah boy. Because a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah at night. And that means until at night, at night he becomes a deoraisa. In the day he was the Rabbanan. So at night, when he's going to say even Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema until you say Birchas HaTorah. Kriya Shema is Psukim of the Torah. You're supposed to say, according to many opinions, Kriya Shema is a Geder of Talmud Torah. It's a Machlokes. There are two dinim in Kriya Shema. That's right. So Bar Mitzvah boy, okay, we don't do this. You don't see people going and giving instructions to Bar Mitzvah boys. But now, after the fact, we will hold off for the next Gilgal.
Chas v'shalom.
He said he was our mitzvah. His bar mitzvah, already was yesterday. So I didn't tell him. I didn't know this until yesterday, actually. So it's too late to tell him. But the bar mitzvah, but that's what it's brought down, that the bar mitzvah realized that all of the mitzvahs that you're going to do at night are deraisa. And everything until now was only midrabbanan because you're not yet a bar mitzvah boy. So therefore, lechatchila, it's a very bizarre thing, but it's true, should be mechavein with the ahavas oilam that he recites at night to be his birchas hatorah. So when he learns later at night, when he goes to night seder,
someone else to be yaitzer.
What?
Let him ask someone to be your yaitzer, like on Shavuos.
Let him in the morning. When? In the morning?
In the morning.
During the day, he was only with the Rabbanon. Even if someone be mitzvah to him.
I'm talking the first case, where someone's not sure if he's.
Okay, in a chanan, you're right. But it's a very interesting shaila. We don't think about that. The bar mitzvah, he transitions from the deraisa to Rabbanon. You don't say Berachas HaTorah at night.
Right.
But you're not allowed to learn until you say Berachas HaTorah. The Berachas HaTorah, because you say it in the morning and it goes all the way until you go to sleep. That's the way Chazal established the bracha. So that's the case. Where was Birchas HaTorah?
Let's say someone works by now.
That's right, in a chanami. If you have a person, you have a doctor, a professional that's not able to daven in a chanami.
So the first thing he has to do is daven Meir.
That's right, you have to have kavanah. If a person is in a situation, there are doctors, surgeons that are in surgery full day, and they don't have time to daven, I assume they put on tefillin. You don't want to miss tefillin. I don't know what they do, but there are people that are like this. There's no question about it. They're in a situation where they can't daven the whole day. And then in Chnami, then if they want to learn at night, they have to have kavanah. The ahavas oilam should be the birchas. It's not common among us, the average person, but for bar mitzvah boy, it's nogea. Every single bar mitzvah boy, this very interesting shaila. Okay, another idea.
Put on tefillin with brachas, by the way. That's what I remember.
With this boy?
This boy that got bar mitzvah at 12, he, in the base medrash, he put on tefillin.
Well, everyone puts on with brachas.
What about at 12?
Yeah, everyone. If you're putting on tefillin, you make a bracha, no matter what.
Before the 13th, they make a bracha.
If you're doing a mitzvah, you only make a bracha. But the shayla could be, you mean moitzi acherim, can you get him an aliyah? So that's already another madrega. Okay, let's go to another idea. What about just as a side, the suda of a bar mitzvah? The Farshim says a very big simcha. It's one of the only exceptions. An ovel is allowed to participate in the bar mitzvah, according to some opinions. Okay, it's machlokes. Why is the suda of a bar mitzvah different than a chasana and different than a pinyan haben, different than a bris milah? Weekday, a real sudas mitzvah. According, if the suda takes place bo bayom, even if the bar mitzvah boy does not say divrei Torah, it automatically has the status of a sudas mitzvah. If the suda is not bo bayom, then if you combine two with divrei Torah, you say divrei Torah, it upgrades it to a sudas mitzvah. Stamaza, you say divrei Torah, it's not a sudas. There are two different madregas. If you have a regular meal, a regular lunch, come to lunch and you sit down, and I'll say over divrei Torah, does that divrei Torah elevate the meal into a sudas mitzvah? No. Absolutely not. No, it's not. Oh, but I said divrei Torah. So what? Goes into hate. You can say all the divrei Torah you want. It's not a sudas mitzvah. If you have an event and you do not say divrei Torah, a chasana, a bris milah, and no one has a vart. Any volunteers? Anyone want to say divrei Torah? No volunteers. Is it a sudas mitzvah? Absolutely, the sudas mitzvah. A bar mitzvah is unique according to Rav Moshe. Many places say the same exact thing, is that if the sudas mitzvah is taking place bo bayom, automatically, even without any divrei Torah, the event itself has the status of a sudas bar mitzvah. But if it's not bo bayom, but it's being celebrated in honor of the bar mitzvah, which I assume means within a reasonable amount of time, within a month, I assume, whatever it is, maybe even more, then if you add to the meal divrei Torah, it upgrades the combination of it being celebrated on the bar mitzvah and divrei Torah, it upgrades it to a sudas mitzvah.
You mean if divrei Torah are said, you don't have to...
If divrei Torah are said, it does not have to be said by the bar mitzvah boy. In Echlam, divrei Torah have to be said, and it's being celebrated in honor of the bar mitzvah, the combination elevates it into a sudas mitzvah. So now the question...
I know I was advised, just don't participate in the dancing.
But to come, the different opinion, but to come, you're allowed to come.
My grandson's
permitted. Oh, it's your grandson. So grandfather is different. That's all, because then it would be lacking. Your presence not being there would be a tsar for the family. But to go to someone who you're not participating. So this is a shy because it's a different category. We'll leave that for now. But Rabbi Friedman makes this point, is that every other suda it's always associated with tsar. A bris milah, we don't make a shechianu. Tsar dianuka. A chasana, ein kesuba she'ein la tigra. There's no such thing as a wedding where there's not strife. There's always some. That's Chazal say. Ain k'suba shein la tigra. Even Pidyon HaBen, it's brought down that many times the mother was not the Nayar Kubra. Today, with Baruch Hashem, we live in a modern world. Yeah. Things are a little bit different, but many times, even Pidyon HaBen, the mother's not yet fully back to herself. So the simcha is not shalem. But a bar mitzvah, typically, not all the time, is considered in halacha to be a very great simcha because there's nothing lacking. In Chazal's opinion, there's no tzar d'yanuka. Al derech ha-teva, the parents should be there and should be healthy, everything should be okay. And you don't have the Chazal of a tigra, this strife of a chasana. And that, in Chazal's eyes, have elevated the suda of a bar mitzvah to a very significant meal, a very significant simcha, a simcha of a person coming in to the Ol HaMitzvos. Okay, Rav Moshe is a very interesting shaila. This is a shocking shaila. And Rav Moshe, we've never seen this, but Rav Moshe is a long chew on this. Bar mitzvah, bo son esem shaila, there are twins, or there are two families, and they're making a bar mitzvah the same Shabbos. And both boys insist on learning the Haftarah. No psharas. There's going to be World War III will break out. They both want the lane. So Rav Moshe Paskins, they can both lane the Haftarah. Not together.
Right.
One, and they can both make the brachas also, but provided 10, this is what he says,
right.
10 people should go out,
right.
Before, should go out, and let the first bar mitzvah boy have his day in the sun. And then the 10 people should come back in, and nochamo, they should lane the maftir from the Torah again. Lane the maftir from the Torah twice, and the bar mitzvah boy will lane the haftarah with all the brachas. And the only thing he says is don't put back the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. Don't put back the Sefer Torah. And also he says don't do Hagba Galila. Don't do Hagba Galila, because doing Hagba Galila, he holds the geder, putting the Sefer Torah back. He only put the Sefer Torah back.
I think Yom Kippur, that had it in one of his bar mitzvahs, it was in the Kingsway the same Shabbos.
Yeah.
By one of his sons.
Yeah.
And so people, if I remember right, I'm pretty sure that's what happened because they had two bag throwing ceremonies.
Yeah.
So they had that, the chosen said that.
They had to double up.
And they had people leave the...
10 people left?
More than 10 people left. I mean, but the tonight order was enough, you know.
And they
walked out.
They just talked
back. Yeah.
It's amazing.
They missed the boat. They came back in. I received to remember.
So says, I never saw such a thing before. When your mama, you read that. When they always have fights. This one, that one. Her suffers, no suffers.
Twins. That's.
But they divide up. So one lanes and one does haftarah. You divide up. But here you allow. Moshe says you can mamish let both boys lane the haftarah with the brachas, and everyone they'll do them after twice. Just 10 people should go out, come back in, and don't do hagav glila. Cover the sefer Torah when you're laning the haftarah. Cover the sefer Torah. The mappa, and then bring the bar mitzvah, the second bar mitzvah bowl back in.
Well, that's why one of my bris that I made in the house, or what, you know, that time he had said that I had to have half the people, because he wanted me to use the same authority three times. So he said, if you have enough people, so you're going to put them on the porch, and they'll come back in for laning. I had to lane twice, etc.
Very, very interesting. Okay, let's go to another quick idea.
All said.
Okay, this is an interesting, just a ha'ara. Why is it? Why is it there is no mention? Why is there is no mention in the Torah that when a person becomes mitzvah? So why do we only have to rely upon halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So some of the darshanim tell us that it's comparable to matan Torah. Isn't it strange that nowhere in the Torah is there a record of the day of matan Torah? We don't have the exact date. When we commemorate Shavuos, 6 days, it was Moshe, Moshe, Yom Echad, we don't even know. It's even worse, right? It's even worse. We don't even know, was it the 6th day of Nisan, was it the 7th day of Nisan? We don't even know when it actually happened. Sivan, the Machlokes, when did it happen?
Yeah, because if you go back...
If you hold it, it's the 7th day of Sivan. It's Machlokes, the Gemara. 6th, Moshe was Moshe, Yom Echad, Midayit. It's Machlokes, the Gemara.
The reason that we don't know is that it comes out in the year 2448, Bob Sivan came out on Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So you have to work backwards. I call Maidin Shabbos.
They counted Sphira.
Can the Gemara goes through the calculation? The Gemara has the calculation.
One of the problems.
So we have over here, so the Darshanim match the two together. What exactly is happening to a boy in the Bar Mitzvah? He's Makabal the Ol Mitzvahs. What did Klal Yisrael do on the time of the Matan Torah? The Makabal the Ol Mitzvahs. The Torah deliberately hid, concealed the day of Matan Torah. When we commemorate Shavuos, the Torah doesn't tie it into Matan Torah. It ties it into Yom HaVikurim, it ties it into the Sphira, doesn't tie it into Matan Torah, even though we know it was Matan Torah, but the Torah hid it. Why? Because a davar sheb bracha, something that
is ain
bracha mitzuyel b'davar hasamay min ha'ayin. There is no greater bracha in this world than Kabbalah Satar, and therefore it's not subject to nature of being tied into zman. And the message to every bar mitzvah boy is every one of us. We become bar mitzvah. Can you define? Does the Torah tell us when should be the day of the Kabbalah Mitzvahs? No. Why? Because coming into the Ol HaMitzvah is equivalent to a Matan Torah. It's a Yom of Bracha, and Bracha cannot be limited to Zman and to time, and therefore it cannot be, there is this relation, this parallel between these two. Okay, another short idea, why is our Mitzvah 13 years? So some want to say 13 is a third of 40. It's not a perfect third, it's 39. 39 in one day, you're entering into, when a person is 39 years in one day, he is in his 40th year. What does it say in the Mishnah? Ben arboim lebina. When a person is 40 years old, that's maturity. The shlemus of a person's maturity comes when he is 40 years old. What makes a person different than an animal? Das chokhmah. That's moiser adam and avehema oyin. Besides chokhmah, there will be no difference between an animal. When is a person fully mature? When he is 40 years old, which really means when he enters his 40th year, when he's 39 years and one day. When you're 13 years and one day, you are now a third there. A third in halacha is always considered choshev. A shlish is not, there's no dimim bittel. The shlish is significant. A third is significant when it comes to laws of Shemitah, when it comes to, there are many areas in halacha where a third is significant. The reason why a third is significant is because no longer do you have double. In other words, once you have three, then when you have the remainder, six is.
There's a rise.
When you have
three, there's a rise.
Okay, I'm confusing how this works. Okay, let's leave that out for now. But being that in halacha takes the concept of a third to be extremely significant, that is why bar mitzvah is considered to be 13 years old is considered to be a significant age in a person's life. It's a third of his ultimate maturity.
Like fruits that ripen at
one third. You're there. You're already there. You're already 1 foot in the door. Okay, let's conclude with a beautiful story from the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe Zatzal, the previous Belzer Rebbe, the one who came to Eretz Yisrael. He was nifter shortly thereafter. Correct?
What?
How long was he in America before? In Eretz Yisrael before he was nifter? How many years? Very short time. After the war, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was there for a very short time. During that time,
55.
Oh, so you say a couple of number of years. So he was in whatever the story. So he one. There's a story there. It's a popular story. I've heard the story more than once. When he was a bar mitzvah, and he told the bar mitzvah boy that there is a minhag. This is a topic in of itself. That at a Sudas bar mitzvah, the night the chatchil the Suda should take place on the day bo bayom. You should the bar mitzvah boy should bench ala koy shel yayin. There's a question, why Bechlal, don't you accompany this great event with a koshel yayin? By a bar mitzvah, by a bris, who's not going to go to a bris and not have a koshel yayin? Since when did you go to a chasana and not have a koshel yayin? A pidyon haben has a koshel yayin. Sheva brach has koshel yayin. Kiddush, Friday night, Havdalah. Every significant event in Jewish life is accompanied by a koshel yayin. Koshel yayin, what it means, what it represents. So why isn't there a koshel yayin in honor of the of a bar mitzvah? It's a sudas mitzvah. There should be a special bracha at least. So there's not. Okay, for whatever reason, there's not. But many of the gedolim advise very strongly that you should invent a koshel yayin by a bar mitzvah, even though the meaning is we don't normally bench during the week by a koshel yayin, but by a sudas bar mitzvah, there's an extra special inyan that there should be a koshel yayin, and in fact, the one that should make the bracha is the bar mitzvah boy himself.
That's what he benches.
He benches al koshel yayin, and he should make that bracha bari priyagofen. When he finishes benching, he makes bari priyagofen, and he drinks the yayin. So this, now we've all had the opportunity to bench every so often by a sudas mitzvah, and we may bench, and then we sit bari priyagofen. How much wine did you drink the last time you had the opportunity? So you drink rov kais, some drink mulei lugma, some drink rov revias, some drink revias. Very rarely do we find people drinking the entire kais. Make kiddush Friday night, same thing. How many people here, when they make kiddush Friday night, drink the entire kais? You drink revias, rov revias, you give to your family, you give some to your family, you give away some of the goods. And whatever you don't give away, you leave in the kais. Not everyone drinks the entire thing. It's too much to drink the entire thing. But l'chatchil in Shulchan Aruch, it says you should drink the entire kais. That's a hiddur. It's a hiddur to drink the entire kais. You don't have to. Rov kais. Revius, Rav Revius, Molay Lugma, Kulis. So the Bacha was sitting next to the Belzerov, Zechat Sanik Levacha, at his bar mitzvah, and the Belzerov says, you're now going to bench. After you bench, you're going to make a bar priyagofen, and you're going to drink, I want you to drink the entire kais. You have to drink the entire kais. So there's another rabbi, I don't know who the other rabbi was, what?
Yeah,
Shirch HaZaynish. There was another rabbi that was sitting next to the Belzerov and said to him, my hi, what are you telling this little kid over here to drink the whole kais? Go easy on him. Don't make it too hard, you know, don't push them too hard. You gotta go easy on these little guys. So the Belzerov says, Moshul Madavadayim. I'm not sure he actually said the entire thing, but soon coming to Chanukah. Chanukah, they came into Mimitar the Beis Hamidosh, they didn't find Afil Pachecha Shel Shemen, they couldn't find anything. They only found one pach. So what's the big deal? Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. So we'll use Shemen, that's Tamei. The world will go on, it's okay, Al Pi Allah, it's Mutter. So what will the Yom B'farshim answer? Tuma Hutra B'tzibur is good when you're in the middle. You're going already 50 years, 100 years, 300 years. No, one day you don't have shaman, so no, tum hotra betziba. But to be mechanech, to inaugurate, we're here to re-inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to re-inaugurate with shaman tummy? No, no, no. And some hold this to be a deraisa, that you're not even allowed to be mechanech when you have an absence, and you have to be mechanech and inaugurate for the very first time, it must be b'kdusha uvitahara. So he says, this boy, this is his introduction into mitzvahs. He's now going to make the Bar Pri HaGafen, this Bar Pri HaGafen, you know what this is? There really should be a Bar Pri HaGafen now, just like under the Chasana, just like by the Bris, by the Pinyan HaBen, by a Sheva Brachs, by Kiddush. This is the Bar Pri HaGafen of his Sudas Mitzvah, the Simcha of Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. You want that he should be mechanichim with a B'diyaved. Just drink a Roy of Revius, a Malay Lugma. For the rest of his life, he can drink a Roy of Revius, a Malay Lugma, Roy of Kais. But the Haskhala has to be B'Shlemus. And the Shlemus is the Bacha should drink the entire Kais the way it really should be L'Chatchila. Alright, we'll stop here.